When your phone rings, answer it. Make sure you have the best people to represent your company. Make good decisions choosing projects. These are some of the tips we collected to help brand new residential roofing companies, and we have more tips to share. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shalcy. I host AirVent's Attic Ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to residential roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Today, we have a collection of tips from seasoned residential roofing contractors to help anyone who is just starting his or her new roofing company. Maybe you're brand new to the industry. Maybe you're a veteran, but you're branching out on your own as a first-time owner. Maybe for the first time, you're taking on operational management responsibilities. We surveyed contractors who have been in the industry for years and asked for their recommendations that they would pass along to anyone who is just starting a company or managing the overall operations. To help with this topic, let's welcome to the show Trevor Atwell, owner of Atwell Exterior Services in Greenville, North Carolina. Trevor was one of the contractors who participated in our survey. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Hey, Paul. Good to see you.
Thank you, Trevor. Good to have you with us on this podcast. I first met Trevor. We were just talking before we started recording this. Turns out I've known Trevor longer than I thought. So we started these seminars in 1998. Trevor's been going to the Raleigh seminar way back since the late 90s, early 2000s. So thank you, Trevor, for that. And Trevor shares a lot of tips with us that we're able to turn into found in the field photos. We use a lot of his tips for industry articles. Thank you very much, Trevor, for always sharing with us.
Absolutely. Always happy to share.
Thank you very much. And this is another opportunity to share. So thank you. What I'd like to do, Trevor, is begin by sharing some of the tips that we received from other very experienced roofing contractors and give you, please, the opportunity to comment on those tips. Perhaps you have firsthand experience with the tip that you'd like to share. And then at the end, Trevor, I'd like to offer our listeners the tips that you gave us. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Trevor. Let's begin with our first tip. It's from Greg Pike at Campo Roofing in Twinsburg, Ohio. Greg's tip is this: work hard and buy a building before you think you are ready. Now, Trevor, work hard is pretty self-explanatory, I believe, and I think it'll serve business owners very well. Any thoughts, Trevor, on the buy a building portion of Greg's tip?
Well, yes, and of course, I definitely agree. You've got to work hard. You've got to get up every morning. You've got to get to work. You've got to go out there and hustle. And I tell everybody, I wake up every day looking for a job, looking for a new job every day. So I wake up unemployed every day is how I feel. So yes, you've got to get out there and you've got to work hard. As far as buying a building, I haven't done that. I don't see that would benefit me personally, and I don't know that it would everyone. Doing it before you're ready, if that's something that you're looking to do, if that's one of your goals, then yeah, I can understand that. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and bite the bullet and get out there and get the tools that you need. And if a building is one of them, then absolutely jump on it. Personally, I don't own my own building. I don't own my own office space, but I can see where that would benefit some.
Sure. Oh, great. Thank you, Trevor, for sharing that. Hey, I like that. Wake up. You wake up with the mindset, you don't have work. I'm going to go get that work. I like that, Trevor.
Absolutely. I wake up unemployed every day.
Awesome. And obviously, you're not staying unemployed because you're approaching it with the right mindset and you go get it. That's awesome. Yes. Trevor, the next tip is from Max Bumgardner, formerly with Sutton's Home Improvement in Springfield, Illinois, but now he's starting his own marketing agency in Florida. He gave us permission to share his transition. At Sutton's, Max was involved in operational management And his tip for brand new residential roofing companies is this: use video introductions for prospects. Max says that new companies in particular need to form a human connection. This caught my attention, Trevor, the human connection aspect of Max's tip. Any thoughts on that?
Yes, and I do agree that you do need a human connection. I'm horrible at doing videos, and I don't post very many on social media, and I'm somewhat camera shy myself, so I'm not good at that. I prefer to actually be in front of someone. I still prefer a face-to-face meeting, and I realize over the past year and a half, 2 years, that that's been very difficult for us with some of the different guidelines that have been set, but I still prefer a face-to-face meeting. So yes, there definitely needs to be a personal aspect to your introduction, for sure.
Great, great. And you're referring to the pandemic, obviously, Trevor, that we're all being challenged with. And the human connection, good point, Trevor. If it can't be face-to-face, which I hear a lot of guests talk about the benefits of face-to-face across the board, the video could be a fill-in in place of face-to-face. Fantastic.
Yes.
Trevor, the next few tips are from Tom Pica, Vice President, All-in-One Home Improvements in Oswego, Illinois. Tom offers the following advice. There's several pieces to it. Make sure you have a proper license and insurance. Make sure you have the best people around you to represent your company. Make good decisions choosing projects. Don't just settle for a project. Win it. And then Tom goes on to say, good roofs are not cheap, and cheap roofs are not good. There are a few things that Tom said I'd like to expand on with your help, please, Trevor. I like the license part. Obviously, if you're working in a municipality, a city that requires a license and insurance. So if that's the case and it's required, obviously, get out there and get that. That seems pretty self-explanatory, Trevor.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, that's that goes along with some advice I was given. When I first started my business, I reached out to some other professionals, some within the industry, some in other industries, and yes, I asked their advice. And that was something that came up multiple times, that I was informed that, you know, the first thing you need to do is to make sure you have any necessary license or insurance before you start this. And it was good advice. It took a little trial and error to make sure I did have the proper things in place, but definitely great advice for a startup and absolutely necessary.
Tom's tip about surrounding yourself with the best people makes perfect sense, I believe. Everyone working for the company is a reflection on that brand, on that company. And Trevor, I know your situation is unique, but you might have some thoughts about people representing the brand.
Oh, absolutely. And to expand on it, you know, not just employees or subcontractors, but surround yourself with great contacts and representatives from your suppliers, your distributors, as well as the manufacturers, people like yourself. A great example. You know, I've built relationships with people like yourself, representatives of the companies that we deal with, the manufacturers directly, for many years. I've been in this industry for over 30 years now, and I have built a long list of contacts. And these are all people that I surround myself with to gain good advice, to work with on a regular basis. And it helps me to do a better job. It helps me to run my business better. And so definitely I surround myself with good employees, good subcontractors, good distributors, and also other people that work outside of my company, accountants. You know, you've got to find a good accountant. You've got to find someone that you can trust and work with, and someone that's going to support your business as well. So yeah, great advice.
Trevor, thank you for including me in your surrounding of people. I feel the same way. working with the industry, working with contractors like yourself. It benefits AirVent, benefits me personally too, because you're sharing your knowledge and expertise. It's a mutual feeling. Thank you, Trevor, for sharing that. Trevor, I found Tom's tip about making good decisions, choosing projects, very insightful. Good roofs are not cheap. I like that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite quotes of several, and I agree with it 100%. And definitely make good decisions in choosing your projects. And the projects that we are exposed to, we don't have to choose them. You know, I have chosen to walk away from numerous projects. If it's not a good fit, if you get a bad feeling about it, don't just settle on it. Don't go out and accept work just because it's there. It may not be your best decision. It helps you to do a better job if you know that you're selecting a job that you can do properly. So we're very selective. We're very selective in the projects that we take on, and we do decline numerous projects all the time.
Sometimes the right project is the one you decline, Trevor. I hear that quite often. Thank you for expanding on that.
Yes.
Stan Robinson, owner of Pacific West Roofing in Hubbard, Oregon, offers us our next series of tips. And as it turns out, they all focus on proper attic ventilation, which is music to my ears, Trevor. So here are the tips from Stan. Install balanced attic ventilation, evenly spaced intake and exhaust vents. Stan goes on to say, install intake vents no more than 4 feet apart. Otherwise, it will create dead spots. The air will not move very well inside the attic if the intake vents are too far apart. And then finally, Stan says, always follow the 1:150 ratio, which is 1 square foot of net free area, airflow, for every 150 square feet of attic floor space. Stan's referring to the building code minimum requirement of 1:150 versus using 1:300. When you use 1:300, you've installed 50% less overall attic ventilation. And building code does allow this in specific requirements, if specific requirements are met. Stan's saying, forget 1:300, stick with 1:150. Any thoughts on all that, Trevor?
You know, it clearly Stan has attended your seminars in one form or fashion. He's been paying attention, and that's great to know. I agree with it, and we strive for this. Of course, we measure the roofs. We use the AirVent app all the time, virtually every job. We measure the square footage of the attic. We also use the pitch calculator on the app, which I love. It's one of my most favorite features of the app. And we do. We strive to give balanced exhaust intake as well as the exhaust balanced ventilation. And it's not always possible. You know, sometimes it's just you just can't do it. Some of these homes, the way they're constructed, it's just impossible. But for the most part, we do make a good effort and we get as close as we possibly can. So always great advice and always good information. And you guys make that easy. I can't say enough about the app that you have for us. It makes it so simple to go in, plug in the numbers, calculate it, and to see if you actually have in place what you need.
I'm glad to hear the app is helpful and so useful to you, Trevor. For our listeners, we have an app. It does the math for you, the calculations for you. It's suitable for Apple devices and Android devices. And thank you, Trevor, for sharing that. Yes, Stan is a past attendee of our seminar, and the two of you share common mindsets, if you don't mind me saying that to you.
Sure.
Our final few tips that we collected for new owners of roofing companies or anyone charged with running the operations are the following. If your phone rings, answer it. Return phone calls. Show up when you say you will. Trevor, those tips are from you, and I absolutely love them. Thank you for sharing them. As obvious as they sounded to me, Trevor, as I read them when the survey results were coming my way, not every business owner or operations manager follow these guiding principles. And as a homeowner myself, I can tell you it drives me bananas if someone does not return the phone call or arrive for the project on time.
Yeah, and, absolutely. These are things we hear all the time. And like I said, you know, I've been in this industry for over 30 years. Majority of it was spent in the distribution side. But when I went out and started actually selling projects and working for another roofing contractor, these were things that I heard daily. People would thank me when I showed up to their project. They would thank me that I answered the phone, that I called them back, that I showed up when I said I would show up. And it was amazing to me how many people did not do this. And I found that if I can strive to do these three things, this is a recipe for success. And it has. It has worked. And we strive to do it every day. I understand that it's not always possible to answer your phone. Obviously, we're busy. We're doing things. Me personally, I'm a small operation. I am my own sales and estimator. I'm my project manager most of the time. I'm hands-on on a lot of aspects in this company. So I understand it's not always possible. But voicemail is a wonderful thing, and emails are a wonderful thing. If someone is interested in contacting you, they're going to make an effort to leave some information for you to get back to them. Return the calls. It may not be immediate, and we strive to get back in touch with them as soon as possible. It may even possibly be the next day, but no later than that. You know, typically within a few hours. And by all means, if you set an appointment with someone, if you tell them you're going to come out, and we always tell everyone in our initial conversation, we will pick a time to come and see you, and we will never show up unannounced, ever. And they appreciate it. They really do, because you're not wasting their time. You're not wasting yours. If they're able to be there, great. A face-to-face meeting is always important. But if they're not, at least they know you are on site, and they like to know that. They like the communication, and it is definitely key. These are things that we strive to do, and it has worked. This makes us successful right here.
Trevor, we do get busy. We all get busy. This is about the phone calls, returning the phone calls. I think homeowners would appreciate a phone call that simply says, I can't schedule your project yet, but let's talk about when but at least you've communicated. It's a response that they can hang their hat on.
Yes, yes. And even if it's through an email or a text message or something, communicate with them. Let them know, hey, I'm thinking about you. I've got you on the list. I haven't forgotten about you, but it's going to be a couple of days before I can get there. And give them an idea, a rough idea. Keep them updated. It's very important.
Yes. And that's a good point, Trevor. It doesn't have to be an actual phone call, although it can. It could be a text message or an email, whatever, but you're communicating. And Trevor, right. I like you don't show up unannounced, never. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you never know. You never know what you're going to run into. I mean, if these people don't expect you, you know, maybe they wanted to be home. Maybe they would like to meet you, or possibly they have pets that are not necessarily friendly to you being there. They need to be aware of, and you need to be aware of your surroundings as well. You need to know what you're getting into, what you're walking into. And it's good to prepare. Absolutely.
Sure.
It's always good. And I know you, Paul, you prepare for everything. You have a plan. You don't just do things blindly. So you can appreciate that, I know. And that's what we try to do. We try to have a plan. It's impossible for me to keep a schedule and a timeline perfect every day. But we do make an effort, for sure.
Sure. Trevor, this is probably going to sound obvious, but I want to ask it. If you did say you're going to be there tomorrow at 2, and it looks like, boy, that's probably not going to happen, you're notifying them prior to that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And I did it to numerous customers last night and let them know, hey, I'm not going to be able to come to your house tomorrow. Something's come up. You know, we've hit a snag in a project, or, you know, possibly the weather has prevented us from doing what we need to do. But we do. We send a message. We call. We let them know, hey, I'm not going to be able to come to your house at 2:00 tomorrow. Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, would it be okay if we came out on Monday? And they appreciate it.
I like it, Trevor. Trevor, I've enjoyed going over these collected tips with you for our listeners. Thank you again for sharing your tips and for being our guest commentator for the other submitted tips. Is there anything you'd like to add for any new roofing company owners, or do you have anything else in general you want to say to our listeners as we get ready to wrap things up on this topic?
You know, the only thing I can't strive enough, do your homework, learn the industry. Don't just go buy a ladder and a hammer and think you can start your business tomorrow. That's not how it works. There's a lot of things that go into place. There's a lot of knowledge that you need beforehand before you can just go out and sell roofs and do it successfully. Ask for advice. Attend seminars. Any form of education that you can obtain for this type of business is crucial. You must do it. Most manufacturers offer some form of training. They offer some form of education and a continuing education like yourself. Every time you put on the seminar, whether it's virtual or hopefully back in person one day, I can't get enough of it. And don't just go once and think you're an expert. Go multiple times. Go every time you possibly get a chance. Take every opportunity to educate yourself and ask advice from other professionals, whether within your industry or even other similar businesses. These people have been doing it. Watch them. Learn from their success. Learn from their failures. And they're happy to share with you, typically, the things you should and shouldn't do. Take advantage of it. It's out there. It's available. Yes, the internet is wonderful, and there's lots of how-to videos and things that can be very informative and great information as well. But talk to people. Talk to the professionals that have been doing this. If you can find people who have succeeded in this industry, watch them. Look at how they do business. Look at their websites. Look at what they do on a daily basis that makes them successful, and do your best to incorporate that into your own business. That's my advice.
Fantastic, Trevor. Trevor, one of the reasons I believe the AirVent seminar that you just praised is well received is we make an effort to talk to folks like you. We collect your knowledge and try and bundle it into a interesting manner in the seminar. So it's actually not just from the manufacturer, it's actually from the peers in the room. And that's what makes it really valuable. Thank you for saying that, for being one of the contractors who helps us. There's hundreds of folks like you doing that for us and with us. So thank you, Trevor, very much.
And it's not just a benefit to the contractors. I know that you have, and I have attended as an employee of a distributor. It's great for them to have education and knowledge of the products and how they're being used. It's fantastic for them to be able to sell the products. And also, I know you have home inspectors, building inspectors attend these things. I think that's fantastic because it's amazing how often we see projects that were new construction at some point, and we see issues with attic ventilation that aren't what they need to be, or possibly not best practices in how they're venting bath or kitchen exhaust. There's so many things that could be done better, and for a home inspector or a building inspector to learn these things as well is crucial. For new construction, the homes being built today, they could be done so much better if people would just take a little time to learn what they should be doing.
Thank you, Trevor. Fantastic. Trevor, I want to thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate your ongoing willingness to share and participate on behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Always a pleasure.
It's a big responsibility owning a roofing company or managing the operations. We hope these tips will help anyone who is new on the journey. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on YouTube or iTunes if you'd like. And be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day like Trevor was a guest today. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. You can also reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.